Welcome to It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. I'm your host, Sha Marie. It's been a hot second, and I've missed every one of you, and I love all of you. But something happened in the true crime world that I was just like, oh my fucking wow. And so I just got to tell you guys about it. So I'm locally, as a lot of you know, from Idaho, and in Utah, there are these guys, the diesel guys. They do a lot of like diesel truck remods and like a bunch of cool shit. They do a bunch of cool stuff in Utah, outdoors, and they do a lot of stuff for the people of Utah and like donations and charities and everything else like that. They're amazing. But they even became more amazing, and I fell in love with them for my own like reason now. So Susan Powell went missing from Utah. As everybody knows, if you don't know, get out from under the rock you live in. And they went to they didn't go to Utah, they live there. And they heard about a mine out in the middle of fuck nowhere, out in the middle of BFE. And they went and investigated this mine, thinking that maybe finding Susan at the bottom of it. So she disappeared. Susan disappeared in December of 2009. She was 28 years old when she disappeared. And when she disappeared, a bunch of crazy shit came out. Like, she was married to this dude named Josh, and they had two precious, adorable little boys. And Josh was a weirdo. Josh's dad was a weirdo. And when she came up missing, they had found, like, she was planning on leaving him, and they had found a video of her going through her home and like documenting all of her stuff and all of that stuff. Well, then when she went missing, they went and looked into the family, of course, and found out that Josh's dad was like obsessed with Susan in like a weird ass way, super obsessed. Like, he would videotape her at family functions and shit, like, all weird. He would watch her at work, like, and he would make weird little comments when he was filming her, like, oh, she wore those pants for me. She knows I like those pants. Like, just weird shit. And it just got even sadder because in 2009, he didn't have full custody of the children after Susan went missing because of, obviously, the shadiness of him and Susan's disappearance. Because that night in December in Utah, and Utah and Idaho, our weather is, I won't say the same, but our winters are kind of, they're cold as fuck. So he says in the middle of the night, in the middle of a blizzard, snowstorm, shit's coming down. It is a white blizzard outside. He says at midnight, he picks his two children out of bed and decides, we're going to go fucking camping. Because this right here is camping weather. So he claims that he takes these boys camping in the middle of the night. When he gets home from said camping trip, Susan is gone. We don't know what happened. And then they find all the other shady, weird stuff. So his whole story from the get-go was very weird. So he didn't have his kids. Well, in 2009, a social services worker took the children to see their father. Well, when they got there, he kind of like got the boys inside and then shut the door on the social worker's face. He ended up killing his two little children and himself. So he's dead. Dad's dead. Brother's dead. I don't know if dad's dead. Dad could be dead. Don't quote me on dad being dead. I know for sure brother's dead. So what leads these guys to this area is at some point in time after she goes missing, he rents a car and puts like 800 something fucking miles on. It was a lot of miles. And he was gone. Literally, poof, vanished. Nobody knows where Josh is. Nobody knows. Nobody can find him. And this mine is close to where the quote-unquote camping trip took place. So they had three episodes on YouTube. If you just Google Diesel guy finding Susan Powell. You'll find like all the YouTube videos and stuff. You can go to him. Her dad just came out, unfortunately, because they did find some clothing and some skeletal remains at the bottom of that shaft. But unfortunately, it wasn't Susan. So that's super heartbreaking. But it's an amazing three little episodes. And then you get to also become a fan of these guys and everything else that they do. So it's just crazy. Like, it's the true crime world has changed so much that literally anybody with some money, anybody with some free time, anybody with good computer skills, investigation skills, anything like that, we are out there as people trying to solve things and bring closure. And no one's saying that, like, oh, cops can't do it and it never gets done. But sometimes they have a lot to do. You know what I mean? So us people, we're like, ah, whatever. We're bored. We can help you. And it was just super cool to watch. And like Susan's parent, he did this without Susan's parents knowing or anything. Literally to answer the own question in his mind, is it where she is? Where is she? And then her parents find out. And so her parents get involved and he talks to the parents. And so it's like this beautiful story, even though obviously it doesn't have the ending we all want, but it's still a beautiful story and just of caring and kindness, and true crime's also involved. So it was just too good not to get on here and talk about. And I do want to say, now that the episode is like over and we did our little true crime spiel, that I love every one of you. And when I disappear, it's hard to remember when I'm going through all my own crazy shit and everything else, that there are people that sit there and refresh their apps and they're like, oh, today's the day for the episode. And it's easy to forget that. And it, not that I forget that, like, obviously I have all you amazing people who listen to me and support me and everything else, but it's hard to get on here, especially because I am solo. I don't have anybody to bounce off of and be like, oh yeah, fuck yeah, jab jab, haha. I don't have that. And so when I go through my personal shit, and it's personal in a way that, like, everything I say on here is used against me in some way, shape, or form. I'm going through a very shitty relationship thing at the moment, and so everything is just used against me. And it makes it hard. It takes the joy. It takes the love out of it. And then sometimes it comes back and sometimes it doesn't. But I don't know. It's different. And what I'm going through is different. I've never gone through anything like this a day in my fucking life. And I've gone through pretty much everything under the sun. And this is way different. And so I love every one of you that message me and ask me where I am and tell me, like, hey, just so you know, this whole month has sucked because you haven't been there. It means something and it means a lot. And so I really, truly, truly appreciate all the people who really do that. On a positive note, though, it is almost summertime, I think, maybe springtime, I think. Who knows? It's still snowing here in Idaho. It claims that it wants to get warm, but it won't because it's a dick. But we have a bunch of shows coming up, and I just want to shout out some of my friends real quick, because my buddy Ebes, I adore him. He is hilarious. He has a show coming up. If anybody wants to go to the rehab show, it's coming up here in April on the 19th. And then my buddy Touch is coming back, and I'm so excited that he's coming back. I cannot wait to get my picture and get to hang out with him for a second and see him again. He is coming back April 1st for the Riff Raff show. I'm not exactly 100% sure who he is. I have a friend who said that he's heard something, but he wasn't like, oh yeah, dude's amazing, I can't wait. So I was like, okay. But Touch is going to be there. That's all that matters. And Tech Nine's coming to Idaho Falls. There's another one I'm forgetting. I just got done going to the Afro Man show, which was amazing. I truly only went to meet one person. I went to meet a local artist named Cookie Monster, who is amazing. Like, he, besides his amazing talent, he as a person is just, he's amazing. So I adore him, and it was worth being up way past my bedtime to get to meet him and watch him perform. So yeah. Oh, and then someone else asked me if I'm still watch the lives on Friday. I've been more interactive with Jeff and Greg on Friday just because a couple people were like, I only go because I like you. So I do. I still go, even though they hate me and I'll never, ever, ever, ever be on that show, which is crazy because, I mean, when you put numbers next to each other, I'm pretty cool, but not cool enough. So it's fine. And it's fine. And they have hoodies and shirts now. And I have a hoodie coming on the 10th of Never, I think. I don't know. I got one. I purchased one. I'll just never get it, I don't think. But if you want a badass hoodie or anything that even can put cool little catchphrases from their show, and if you guys love them like I do, which obviously I see all of you guys on their shit, so obviously you guys love them just as much as I do. So get a hoodie, get a sweater. And they go to these shows sometimes because remember they're old. So sometimes they go, and you could probably meet them too. So not only would you meet cool local artists, you could meet cool local podcasters because we all go and we're friends. Well, they're all friends. I'm just the creepy bitch on the outside who's like, I'm your friend. But they still let me act cool. So I appreciate them and love them for it. But yeah, that's the news update of the world and the week. And I have an actual legit full episode coming. I just wanted to do a little bit more reading into it, looking into it. I have to wait and see if this inmate writes me back. And if she does, then it's going to be kaputs. It's going to be amazing. And so, oh yeah, that's how far we've gotten, people. We write inmates. If you can't find, because you guys hit me up with the craziest stories, and there's not a lot on the stories. It's like, oh, I saw this on Dr. Phil or Oprah or whatever fucking fake talk show host with a so-called degree has. And so, like, I Google it, and I'm like, okay, that's it. It's clips. I have clips. So I cannot find anything else. But then I get drawn into it, and I'm like, oh, shit. Why, who, what, where, when? And then the only way to know, well, is to go to the damn source themselves and be like, hi, I'm a weird little person who has a podcast and I want to hear your story. So we'll see. Hopefully, I don't know, never wrote I've written plenty of inmates in my life, but never a murderer. So this is new. And who knows, maybe me and this girl can become friends. Just kidding. But yeah, so look out for that, and a sports thing coming up as well. Not really an episode on a sports murder. It's more of a rant and rave on how much the NFL is fucking stupid. Yep, I stopped myself. Can't get me. But, oh my gosh, there was something else I was going to tell all of you wonderful people about. But who knows, maybe I'll remember, maybe I won't. But I love every one of you. Again, thank you so much for listening, supporting, and just being fucking amazing. I can't do what I do without you. So I love you and thank you, and I will be back when I'm back.